Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Electronic Arts and Vail Resorts. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines in the sports world. This one involves the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA Finals. But just before we get into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com as well. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, and many more. All of these will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Electronic Arts, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol EA, and CONMEBOL, the oldest continental confederation in the world and the governing body of football in South America. It's an acronym, specifically CONMEBOL, for those who might not be familiar. These two have announced a historic multi-year partnership renewal with the former's EA Sports division. So this will maintain EA Sports as CONMEBOL's exclusive sports video gaming partner, ensuring South America's most prestigious football competitions will be shared with millions of fans around the world as part of the new EA Sports FC brand ecosystem. David Jackson, the VP brand of EA Sports FC, said, quote, "Authenticity is at the very core of the EA Sports FC experience. And through our renewed partnership with CONMEBOL, we can celebrate and elevate South American football on a global level. Our federation partners are key to building an innovative and evolving football platform for fans worldwide, and we are thrilled that CONMEBOL shares our vision for the future of football with EA Sports FC." End quote. Next up, Vail Resorts, Inc., which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker MTN, has reported its results for the third quarter of fiscal 2023, ended April 30th. Highlights include an attributable net income of $325 million and a total net revenue of $1.23 billion for the quarter. Kirsten Lynch, the company's CEO, said, quote, "We are pleased with our overall results for the quarter and for the 2022 and 23 North American ski season, with strong growth in visitation and spending versus the prior year. After the challenges experienced in the second quarter of fiscal 2023, driven by weather disruptions in Tahoe and across our Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast resorts, the results in March and April improved as expected, with strong demand from local and destination guests, driving visitation and resort net revenue above prior year record levels." End quote. All right, we'll shift our attention away from sports stocks to sports headlines now. The Florida Panthers have won their first game in the Stanley Cup Final after beating the Las Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 last night. The Panthers center, Carter Verhaeghe, scored the game-winning goal 4 minutes and 27 seconds into overtime. Florida winger Matthew Tkachuk had to leave the game early in the first period after a hit from Vegas forward Keegan Kulsar, but actually returned in the second period and scored the game's tying goal in the third period with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left in regulation. According to coverage by the Associated Press, Tkachuk commented, quote, "I felt great. I feel great. I'm ready to go. Everybody's excited that we're in this position right now." End quote. The Golden Knights still lead the title series 2-1. Now, shifting from hockey to basketball, similarly, the NBA Finals are at 2-1 in the series after the Denver Nuggets took the series lead by beating the Miami Heat 109-94 on Wednesday night. With Game 4 scheduled for tonight in Miami, the Heat's forward Kevin Love told the AP, quote, "Stay in the saddle, stay the course, that's the biggest thing we can do. We have a game plan that has proven to work, If anybody is capable of it, we are. Continue to drill, continue to stay true to our concept, no slip-ups. If we do that, we feel we can give ourselves a chance." End quote. Today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.